W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Mediators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar say the past 2 days of Gaza ceasefire talks have been serious and constructive. They are expected to meet again next week in Cairo. CBS News can confirm that there was a phone conversation today between Qatari and Iranian authorities. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
What this tells you is that the Iranians are closely monitoring these talks, if not perhaps influencing these talks from the outside. And it may be one of the reasons that they've been holding fire about that retaliation. Another big reason is there's huge buildup of U.S. forces in the region.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has made her first direct policy pitch to working and middle-class voters in Raleigh, North Carolina. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
On one thing, the two sides do seem to agree. On Face the Nation last weekend, Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, proposed a new $5,000 per child tax credit for families.
We want to have a more pro-family policy.
Harris upped the ante today, proposing $6,000 for newborns.
And GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump holds a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania tomorrow. Hurricane Ernesto is churning towards Bermuda as a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour winds and is expected to fully reach the island early tomorrow. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Bermuda with more.
Ernesto's fierce winds and churning waves are signs Bermuda is in for a bashing. Here's Minister of National Security Michael Weeks.
I know Bermudians are hurricane hardy, but this is a big storm, and it looks like it's coming directly here.
This storm is probably going to be right on top of us. It's closer than storms have in the past.
The worst will hit Saturday morning with 90-mile-an-hour winds and up to 9 inches of rain. With just hours before landfall, the largest grocery store was packed for a weather wipeout.
There's a guilty verdict in a dispute between Florida neighbors that turned deadly. CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
Susan Lorenz, guilty in the killing of neighbor A.J. Owens last year. Police say Lorenz had yelled at Owens' kids playing outside. Owens went to Lorenz's house to confront her.
Miss Owens is banging on the door yelling. She's angry. She's angry about how the defendant treated her children.
Prosecutors related how Lorenz fired once through her front door, killing Owens. The victim was unarmed. Lorenz told police she shot in fear.
Lorenz faces up to 30 years in prison. An investigation is underway after two climbers die after falling more than 3,300 feet on Switzerland's iconic Matterhorn Mountain. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence of Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay Packers in Denver with their joint practice with the Broncos. Quarterback Jordan Love says the Broncos defense was challenging.
Doing the joint practices, getting to see a new defense, going against new players. So there was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout. But we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities.
Green Bay defensive back Jair Alexander says he remembers watching the Carolina Panthers in a joint practice.
It always motivates me. It always brings me back to a time where I was in that position, looking up to players in my city like Steve Smith. So I know what it's like for them to have a player like myself come up and sign, and it's always humbling. I think this was a good day for us. I think there was a lot to learn from. You know, I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
That's the Packers' Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. It's 69 degrees right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and next week is the DNC. I'll be broadcasting live from Chicago, and you know, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. This is such an amazing and fascinating and frankly uplifting time in American history. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have completely turned the race around. And frankly, I think, you know, they've completely turned around kind of the psyche of Americans. You know, to good effect. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, and I hope you are too. We're going to have some good programming. We've got a lot to talk about today. Vice President Harris pledges to fight poverty, to help home buyers. And what happens if Trump spirals out of control? Oh, and Mpox, used to be called monkeypox, is dangerously evolving and is now has spread to a bunch of African countries and now is in Sweden. And so we'll get into that in just a minute here in the first hour. Also, my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com, are the morbidly rich sabotaging the very system that made them wealthy? The answer, of course, is yes. The second hour of our program, can the right wing, can is it all that they can do is insult? I mean, is that all they've got, really? I just find it amazing, you know, when I post things on this Nazi-infested website, X, you know, that Elon has, or Elmo, or whatever his name is, has just ruined. And the right wing, the vitriol, just hate. No policy, no ideas, no suggestions, no, hey, let's improve America. Just hate. It's breathtaking. And can't they just let people be who they are and debate policy? We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Also, Tony Carrick is going to drop by in our second hour. The White House has announced Medicare's negotiated drug prices. And back to the first hour and the third hour. While Trump calls universal health care a communist system, it is really about regulated capitalism. Just look at the rest of the world. So we've got a lot to talk about today. And, of course, it's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind. So just to start out with the kind of a news recap, who's J.D. Vance insulting today? Turns out today, spin the wheel, it's Irish Americans. Yep, he went off on this. Now, this was not today that he did this, so, you know, to give him some small amount of credit. This was back in 2021 when he was running for the Senate. But he was on this podcast with this very weird dude. He's got this beard. His name is Jack Murphy, or at least that's the name he goes by. His real name is, hang on, I'll get to it. His real name is Jack Goldman. And he's got this huge beard that's all dyed right down the front, kind of like Hitler mustache style, you know. And Jack Murphy, it turns out, has an interesting background. He has a blog, a right-wing blog, in which he writes things like, and these are exact verbatim quotes, quote,
Behind even the most ardent feminist facade is a deep desire to be dominated and even degraded. And then he goes on to say, rape is the best therapy for the problem. Feminists need rape. And then he goes on to say, I can smell feminist yearning for a thrashing from a mile away. Isn't this a sweet guy? So this guy is the guy that J.D. Vance went on the air with. The guy who says feminists need to be raped. And he said, you know, you had this massive wave. This is J.D. Vance. You had this massive wave of Italian, Irish, and German immigration, and that had its problems, its consequences. You had higher crimes. You had these ethnic enclaves. You had inter-ethnic conflict in a country that you really hadn't had before. Oh, really? We had never had inter-ethnic conflict, like killing all the Native Americans, or as many as we possibly could, the largest genocide in the history of the world. Or, you know, kidnapping and bringing into the United States enslaved Africans and keeping them in slavery for 300 years, 400 years, and then you know, throwing them into a South African-style apartheid system for another 100 years? We've never had inter-ethnic problems, right? Other than the Irish. Look out for the Irish. Oh, man. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris promises that she's going to do some big things. Today is the day that they released some of it yesterday. The rest of it's coming out today. She wants to eliminate medical debt for millions of Americans. She wants to ban price gouging of food and groceries. She wants to cap the price of insulin and other prescriptions. And she wants to grant a $6,000 tax credit for newborn children in their first year. Take that, J.D. Vance, with your infantilism, or you know, there's a word for that, you know, people who have a fetish for babies, but whatever. She also wants to give first-time homebuyers who have paid their rent on time for 2 years a $25,000 boost for their down payment. Wow. She also is supporting Lina Khan over at the Federal Trade Commission, who is talking about breaking up some of these big monopolies. This is why we're being ripped off. These monopolies control entire industries, and so they get to set prices without competition. You know, just violating the basic rule of capitalism. Tim Walz, of course, put into place one of the most generous tax credit plans in the country, free school meals and paid family leave. But to housing, this is a BFD. Vice President Harris says she has a four-year housing plan that would promote the construction of 3 million new housing units, provide substantial down payment aid to first-time homebuyers. I just mentioned that, $25,000. And you know how the price of rent has just exploded in the United States in the last 10 years? And the reason why is because, you know, back in 2009, Citibank came out with this white paper about how that Wall Street should get into the housing industry, and they did. They jumped in with both feet. Just 32 institutional investors, big corporations and hedge funds, own over almost a half a million single-family homes across the United States. Five large investors own 300,000, and they use AI technology to figure out how high they can jack prices. And so she is proposing legislation to crack down on them by doing away with their tax break for being landlords. And I think this is just great. I mean, she's going to get a lot of crap for this, but I think it's just great. And, you know, we need to be paying attention to this. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is self-destructing. The people around him are freaked out. One campaign insider speaking to the Daily Mail said that they think he's been in self-destructive mode since Joe Biden dropped out. They also think that he is choosing to lose and that he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, after his assassination attempt. You know, the guy's 78. Apparently, he's obsessively watching footage of the moment he was shot over and over and over again. There's something wrong with this guy. Frank Luntz has come out and said that Trump is, quote, committing political suicide. He says entire voting blocks have collapsed toward Harris, causing a major shift in the campaign. It's as though he has lost control, said Luntz to CNBC's Squawk Box. He said, I know that there are billionaires who watch this show who are spending a lot of money on Donald Trump, and they don't understand why he's committing political suicide. He's mentally ill. I mean, you know, we've known that for a long time. It was kind of a novelty back in 2016. We were over it by 2020. That's why we voted to kick the bum out. And he's gonna lose terribly this time around, and he's gonna take the GOP with him. The question in my mind is what's gonna happen to the GOP afterwards.
But we'll talk about that another time. And finally, the last story here before I get to my op-ed is Mpox has now shown up in Sweden. There's a new variation, a new strain. This virus mutates just like COVID mutates, just like the flu mutates. It has so far spread to Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, and is endemic in the or near endemic in the or epidemic rather in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC. The DRC has recorded 15,664 potential cases, 548 deaths. This is a disease that gives you kind of COVID-like symptoms, you know, fatigue, wild headaches, high fevers, but then you get these pustules that erupt all over your body, pus-filled blisters, you know, like chicken pox, only worse. And the virus was discovered in 1958 in Denmark in monkeys kept for research. And then in humans, it was first discovered in 1970 in the DRC. It's passed through close physical contact, like shaking hands with somebody. It also causes muscle aches. So the U.S. Department of Health is donating 50,000 doses to the DRC. But now that this thing has spread to Europe, Europe is on alert. Now, I don't think this is going to, I mean, this may well go worldwide. In fact, probably will. But I don't think it's going to be as bad or as frightening as COVID, because number one, it's harder to transmit. And number two, we've got a vaccine for it already. We didn't have a vaccine for COVID during the first year. So it's going to, which means that the impact, of course, is going to be far worse in poor countries, which is a tragedy. But that said, for those of us living in the first world, as it were, I think we'll probably be able to deal with it in a way that won't freak us all out. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Are the morbidly rich sabotaging the very system that made them wealthy? I'll tell you about that right after the break. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up.
The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900. And 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com.
We once fought back, made things right, brought fairness to the workers' fight. But now it's twisted, turned around. The rich are taking all that sound. Monopolies rise, the small ones fall. The rich get richer, ignoring the call. No unions, low pay, and broken dreams. While the rest of us are caught in the schemes of the rich.
Morbidly rich ever go back to being good American citizens? Both our op-ed and our song for the day. 22 years ago, I've got the wrong article here in front of me. Here we go. Are the morbidly rich sabotaging the system that made them wealthy? That's the title for today. And now they're pulling the ladder up, by the way, to make it harder for entrepreneurs and small business people to succeed in America. This is, you know, one of the top architects of Project 2025 got kind of busted with a hidden camera interview. It came out yesterday. And, you know, he said that he's still with Trump. Trump's still with him. He's, you know, they're going to run the Trump administration. You know, they're going to just basically destroy the guardrails around capitalism. See, there's two kinds of capitalism. This is the thing people miss all the time. People say, oh, yeah, capitalism took away your health care. Capitalism did this. There's two kinds of capitalism. There is raw capitalism, the kind that was practiced from the time of Gilgamesh up until the late 1930s in the United States. Sometimes it's referred to as laissez-faire capitalism, which is French for leave me alone. In other words, unregulated capitalism. Now, with raw capitalism like that, what you end up with is a very small number of very rich people, and each family owns basically one industry. We saw this in the United States a couple of hundred years ago, or 150 years ago. The Rockefellers owned oil. The Carnegies owned steel. The Vanderbilts owned railroads. The Astor family owned real estate. The Armour family owned meatpacking. The Morgan family owned banking. The DuPont family owned chemicals and explosives. I mean, right across the board, they were oligarchs who completely dominated these industries and never allowed small competitors in. In fact, wiped them out, you know, gleefully. That's what you get with libertarian economic policies. It's called raw or laissez-faire or vicious capitalism. The second kind of capitalism is what Adam Smith and David Ricardo talked about back in 1776 and 1920, or 1820, excuse me, respectively, but was not really put into place until here in the United States, Franklin Roosevelt in 1933, when he became president in March of 1933, he put into place what was referred to then as Keynesian economics, which was really just classical economics with regulated capitalism. He said, we're going to allow labor to have equal power with employers through unions. We're going to have regulatory agencies that are going to say, you can't increase your profits by dumping your poison in the rivers where they end up in people's water supplies. We're going to protect consumers from bad products. We're going to protect consumers from bad drugs and dangerous foods. This regulate, and we're going to have antitrust laws so we don't end up with individual industries entirely dominated by one, two, or three companies. Now, a large part of the Reagan agenda, which was followed by Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, was to allow these conglomerates, to allow these massive monopolistic industries. Biden is going after them for the first time. He's taking us back to Keynesian economics, taking us back to this whole antitrust thing, which is just great. And Lina Khan at the Federal Trade Commission doing the same thing, which is why there's all this pressure on Biden and Harris to fire her. But anyhow, the bottom line is we're bringing this back, and you've got these billionaires in the Republican Party who, you know, we're bringing back regulated capitalism, which then allows for a middle class and protects working class people. And the billionaires and the right wingers and the GOP, they want to go back to, they want to, you know, charge forward into complete raw capitalism, get rid of all the regulatory agencies. Six Republicans on the Supreme Court just championed this effort by overturning the Chevron deference. And basically turn America into the world that Charles Dickens wrote about in Christmas Carol, where you've got a small number of very rich people, a small number of middle class people, and a massive number of working poor living in grinding poverty. This is the Republican vision for America. You can read all about it at HartmanReport.com today. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The past 2 days of Gaza ceasefire talks could lead to a deal, says CBS's Vicky Barker.
The U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari mediators wrapped up their 2-day meeting, expressing hope that a ceasefire deal could be sealed when they reconvene in Egypt next week.
Vice President Kamala Harris says her administration would help first-time homebuyers.
While we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
She spoke at a campaign event in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hurricane Ernesto is barreling toward Bermuda. Michael Nesdahl manages a grocery store on the island.
Busy day. We'll be up probably 100% over last year because of the hurricane, but we're ready for it.
Ernesto's expected to bring as much as 36 hours of strong winds, up to 100 miles an hour, and up to a foot of rain. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance in Milwaukee Friday meeting with law enforcement officers. He says if elected, the Trump administration would make it easier to do their jobs. Vice President Harris has been running on her record as a former prosecutor and promises to support police. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago. Protesters say they're dismayed by restrictions. Catherine Carley reports.
Julie Ramirez, a member of Chicago's City Council, criticizes restrictions on protesters ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, banning stages, portable restrooms, tents, and sound equipment.
The city is taking away the beauty of the protest, the beauty of community.
Officials argue those could be a safety risk or used for illegal activity. I'm Catherine Carley.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. Currently, it's 66.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts, for a state to invest in early childhood development. I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
Ah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you know, I was going to call what you talked at the beginning. Is this probably the end of Trump? Because what was it? Maria Teresa Kuma was on. It was 50,000 new voters in Arizona. They went out and signed. Kids are signing up. Our enthusiasm gap jumped from 46 to 88. You know, Tom, but you don't see it in the polls. What was it? The girl running for Rick Scott's seat.
Yeah.
50.1 to 49.9, and we didn't contest that. He won it by 8,000. You know what she's saying down there in Florida? She's going to the old people's, the retirement homes? Kamala Harris signs, Kamala Harris hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tom, they're still stinking Republicans. You see Georgia, you heard what he did, the governor. He has $1.2 million to feed the kids. Nah, I ain't feeding them.
Yeah,
I ain't taking.
Yeah, he's refusing
money.
To spend money for school lunches. Yep, you're right.
But they're scumbags.
Such a good
Tom.
Man.
Here's what I ask them: would you raise taxes on the rich, medical leave, strengthen Social Security, abortion, aging, or all of them? Yep. And they'll say, no, we're Republicans.
Yep.
I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Yep.
But it looks like I don't see it in the polling, though, Tom. She's 50-46 in Pennsylvania. Or 50,
yeah, I'm not trusting the polling, whether it's up or down or whatever. You know, the polling has been wrong ever since 2016.
Some people think he's going to get blown out. You know, the guy, he ran the Cheney campaign. He's always on TV. I don't know if you watch Nicole Wallace. He's out of Texas.
Is that Tim? What's his name?
Glasses. I can't think of his name, but he ran the Cheney campaign.
Okay.
He thinks she could get a 4 or 5 point boost out of this because this guy is so pathetic.
Oh, I agree. I think it's going to be a blowout election. And here's an added twist. I just tweeted this as a question for people. Donald Trump yesterday requested that Judge Mershon postpone his sentencing. Right now, he's supposed to be sentenced on September 18th.
After the election.
Yeah, and he wants it moved until after the election. And I believe that the reason why is that he's afraid that Juan Mershon, Judge Mershon, particularly since Trump caused Mershon's daughter to have to go into hiding, that Mershon is actually going to give Trump prison time that he will have to serve starting the day after the election. And so I think Trump is asking to postpone the sentencing because the day after the election, when it is announced that he has lost, he's going to be on his plane to Venezuela.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, Tom, too, you hear this stuff. I know you like one subject. Oh, we got to burn this party to the ground. What are you going to come out of your ashes, Tom? You don't believe in women's rights, abortion rights. What new party? All they're going to give you is frosting on the cake, and it's the same cake Trump's trying to ram down your throat.
Yeah,
they don't believe in our ideas.
No, you're right,
what
Russ. This is
they think.
This is the big question. Is the Republican Party, after Trump goes down in flames, is the Republican Party going to reinvent itself in the mold of Ronald Reagan, of Donald Trump, or of Dwight Eisenhower?
Nikki Haley.
If they choose...
How about Nikki Haley?
Well, Nikki Haley, she's also Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's basically, she's just a neoliberal. So if they choose either Trump or Reagan, they're going to continue to be, and going forward, will become a minority party in the United States. If they choose Dwight Eisenhower, then they have a chance. But I just don't think they will do that. I don't think the billionaires will allow them to do it. Russ, thanks for the call. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom. Tom? Whoa.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I wanted, if you give me 30 seconds, 45 seconds, you know, they're going against Tim Walz on character.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up things on him. When that gentleman was 17, his father was diagnosed with lung cancer. Tim took over helping run the family farm, continued to go to high school, picked up a shift at the tool and die or metal shop that his dad was working to help the family out. You want to come up with character? In 1989, he was voted as the number one National Guardsman in Nebraska.
Wow.
He's
a good man.
Off his spot.
I mean, you know,
taking the stress.
Finish your rant, Tom, and then I'll.
Okay, yeah, taking the stress off his father, let him live all the way to 1994. Also, when he was a member of the Minnesota National Guard and he was deployed, he worked on blizzards, floods, and tornadoes.
Yeah, and he also.
You want to complain?
He was also deployed overseas as well. He was deployed to Italy in support of Operation Iraqi Liberation. Here's the latest hit on him. This is all over the right wing this morning. Yesterday, Harris and Walz released a cute little video. You can see it all over Twitter. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long, where they're just having this conversation, the two of them. And they're in a restaurant, and he starts out, you know, she says, you want some tacos? And he's like, I eat white boy tacos or white man tacos or whatever. And she's like, what's that, tuna fish and mayonnaise? And he's like, nah, just ground beef and cheese. And she says, no spice? And he says, no spice. He said, in Minnesota, the top of the spice spectrum is black pepper. And so now you've got people saying, oh, isn't that racist? He's talking about white boy taco. And I said, you know, come on, I grew up in the Midwest. He's right. You do not get spicy food in the Midwest. It is not like New Orleans, you know, or New Mexico. If that's all they've got, Tom, it's pathetic. They're going down in flames. I'm telling you, Tom. Excellent.
Oh, I tell you what, it could be Goldwater Miller 64 times.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right, Tom. Thanks for the call, John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John. Speaking of Michigan, John. Excuse me. What's up?
Yeah, Tom. I was wondering if I could. Play a folk song from the Seekers the title is I'll Never Find Another You.
No, you can't. It will cause YouTube to ding us and bounce us because it's a copyright violation. What was the point of playing the song?
I won't play it, but most of your listening audience has never heard this beautiful folk song. It's titled I'll Never Find Another You by the Seekers.
I remember that song.
And Judith Dunham passed away a couple years ago, and her beautiful voice and the harmony of the group and the lyrics, extremely uplifting in all of this negativity and lies and all this stuff. So I highly encourage your listeners, especially the ones that have never heard that, to listen to it.
Great. Okay, you got it, John. Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
The Uber Rich.
Okay, go for it.
I was looking at another one of those videos that shows how much the richest man in the world gained, and I'm tracking it per president. And basically, they gain roughly twice as much for every 8 years. Bill Clinton, they did a little better. George W. Bush, they lost money. And Obama, they also gained roughly twice as much. But for Trump, in 4 years, they gained 2.5 times as much.
Yeah.
Because of his tax cut, but more important than that, what was even bigger than that was quantitative easing.
The Fed helped him under Jerome Powell.
Trillions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like Jerome Powell.
It was like something like $20 trillion, wasn't it? Some mind-boggling amount of money?
Well, if you add Trump's and Powell's total, yes, it comes over $20 trillion.
Yeah.
But the thing that under Biden, the richest man in the world has only gained about $40 billion, roughly the amount that he paid
That's
for
Elon.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. So he went from
Elmo.
$13 billion to over $200 billion, but he's only gotten $40 billion under Joe Biden. And that's why the tech guys are so anti-Joe Biden, because they want that quantitative easing back. They want that fascist quantitative easing back, because that's where they made the big bucks. And when you sit back and look at it's kind of strange. Joe Biden has seen almost as many points added to the Dow as Trump did, but the billionaires aren't getting the money.
Yeah.
That money has been spread out to everybody else, because what's happening is now the Fed, for Joe Biden, the Fed is pulling in those trillions. And they're taking billions and billions of dollars out of the economy under Joe Biden, and that money's coming out of the rich guys' pockets. They have, because they're losing some of that those bonds, those corporate bonds. And that's why they're not making money.
Yeah, makes sense. I saw a meme this morning on Twitter that Elmo is making $10 million a minute. Jeff Bezos is making $4 million a minute. There was some other guy, some other billionaire is making $3 million a minute. And then it said, but yeah, sure, illegal immigrants are really hurting America. That's the problem.
And they're all still around $200 billion. It hasn't moved since Joe Biden's been president because the Fed is pulling all those trillions out of the, you call quantitative tightening.
Yeah, there you go. I got
it. That's why you have all those tough guys going for Donald Trump. They want that fascism, and they want it badly.
I get it. I get it, Larry. Larry, thank you. You always bring the goods. Great talking with you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. Stay tuned.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Ready, set, go!
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris. Welcome to Lefty Talk
Bruno
Radio.
What's Mars. Up? What's going on, Tom? You ever heard of Bruno Mars?
I have not.
Yeah, Bruno Mars, oh, he's like the Beatles of today. Anyway, he opened up yesterday, Tom, at the Intuit Stadium. The Intuit Stadium is a brand-new Clippers basketball arena that Steve Ballmer's built it. He built it. Uh-huh. And so they opened up with Bruno Mars yesterday. And I was at the concert, but I wasn't inside being entertained. I was outside protesting. And what I was protesting was that new... Oh, by the way, before I get started, let me say this. Larry... If you're still listening, you're a bad man. Okay, let me move forward now. But anyway, I'm out there protesting at the Intuit Stadium. You know, Bruno Mars is performing. Now, what I'm protesting is this time, Mr. Ballmer agreed to give the city of Inglewood $100 million to build this new stadium. $75 million went to the developers. Okay, I'm jealous, but nothing I can do about that. But 12.7 or 12.3 was to come to our school district, the Inglewood Unified School District, which has been in receivership for about 11 years. The school district was not even aware of this money. We're talking about a CBA. CBA is abbreviation for Community Benefits Agreement. Mm-hmm. Anytime they build these big old stadiums, they have one of those. Well, in order to get a copy, check this out, Tom, you're a smart man. In order to get a copy of this Community Benefits Agreement, I'm talking about the county administrator, Dr. James Morris, his office, in order for him to get a copy of this community benefits agreement which specifies how much money his district is supposed to get that they didn't know about, the county clerk, Alicia Thompson, wants the county to come in with, tell them to wait 35 days and pay for every page. Now, Tom, that's criminal. Because wow. Normally you can go on Google, you can go online and Google stuff like that. Yeah. But what's happening is we got a mayor, James Buss. I don't get mad at the player. Look at the game. Thank you, Citizens United. We got two billionaires that are just running roughshod in Inglewood. One of them is named Steve Ballmer, the richest man in sports, and the other one is named Stan Kroenke, who's a puppet master in Inglewood. For example, Stan Kroenke owns the Los Angeles Rams. He got 297 acres to build his stadium. I'm jealous, but check this out. He got a tax exemption on school bonds. Now, how does that happen? Wow. But anyway, get back to the Intuit statement, stadium. I'm out there. All I want, Tom, is the $12 million plus dollars that's coming to the school district. Now, if you're in real estate, they got a word called concurrent. Everything works. You work with an escrow company and a title company. Everything's done concurrently. You get the house. I get my money. That guy, the bank gets their money. A new loan. Everything's done concurrently. When that guy got here, that guy being Steve Ballmer, when he got his certificate of occupancy from the city of Inglewood, at that moment, escrow's closing. Send us our check, but we haven't gotten it yet. So check this out. On July the 4th, I protested in front of the stadium. On July the 3rd, I called the Inglewood Police Department to let them know I was protesting. The reason why I do that is because I don't want to trouble with my wife. Okay, when I called July the 3rd, the Inglewood Police Department to let them know I'll be protesting in front of the new stadium, guess who answered the phone, Tom?
Who?
Take a guess. The mayor, James Buss.
Oh, how cool.
I'm not kidding you. So I said, Mr. Buss, because I just recognized his voice. What are you doing here? Well, the person just stepped out for a moment. He's the mayor. What are you doing answering the phone at the police department? So they're paying attention to me.
Yeah. They had another thing in Englewood where they had a festivity, a political festivity. Maxine Waters was there and whatnot. And I was protesting that. They tried to throw me out. They tried to throw me out last night, but I know the law. So I'm going to get this money. Democracy, it's an action thing. You got to get busy doing something.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do, it don't matter what it is. But I've been an advocate for the Englewood Unified School just for 5 years, okay? And this is the month of August of 2024. We are due $12 million. Give me my check.
There you go.
All right, let me let you go, Tom.
Okay, good luck, Morris. That's a good one. Morris is an inspiration to us all, I'm telling you. Rudy in Chicago. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just wanted to get your thoughts on this Social Security thing as it relates to Project 2025 as conservatives come back into office. And, you know, it kind of ticks me off that they don't tell the truth to the American people about Social Security. You know, it dates back, I guess, when FDR approved it and so forth. And, you know, this country gives away billions and billions of dollars every year to other countries and so forth. But yet and still, you know, they tell, you know, the people, well, you know, Social Security, the longevity, we don't know if money going to be there past 2035. But yet and still, they give away all this money. They don't, you know, sometimes they don't get the money back. You know,
The simple matter, the fact of the matter is that Social Security taxes on your income are capped right now at around $170,000 a year. So if you make more than $170,000 a year, you no longer pay Social Security tax. And so what that means is that, you know, all the people who make under $170,000 pay 100% of the Social Security tax, and people who make $1 million a year, $2 million a year, Elon Musk, you know, making $40 million a minute or whatever, $10 million a minute, they're paying nothing into the Social Security fund after they've paid on that first $170,000 worth of income. And if every American, including millionaires and billionaires, paid the exact same percentage as a bus driver or, you know, a janitor or a person working at McDonald's, then Social Security would not only be solvent for the next 70 years, it would have enough extra money that we could give a 20% raise to everybody in the country on Social Security. And you know, conceivably, we could expand the Medicare program to include dental, hearing, vision, and, you know, substantially expand Medicare. But Republicans will not allow it. They want that money. They want the Social Security. They've been calling it socialism and a Ponzi scheme ever since 1935 when FDR put it into law. And they want that money to be administered by Citibank and Bank of America, you know, the big banks that give massive contributions to Republican politicians.
Yeah, I mean, they call it, you know, entitlement, and that's a lie because, I mean, this is the people money. They worked.
Well, you're entitled to it because you paid into it.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we need to revive that word. I mean, I have a little bit of money in my checking account. I'm entitled to it.
Right,
it's my money.
Exactly.
So.
And I don't know what or not, you know, if they do something like that, they're talking about cutting or getting rid of it. What are the people supposed to do? I mean, you got people living on 100% of Social Security.
Oh, I know, it's terrible. And it used to, you know, in 1980, when Reagan came into office in 81, you could live on Social Security, but he changed the cost of living formula so that every year Social Security benefits relative to inflation went down, and now it's really damn hard to live on Social Security. Rudy, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have
nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine plus 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.